There was a place, did you ever go to Wool Market?
Yeah. One time I went to Wool Market. They didn't have much sheep around this part of the country, though. Most of it up where you live, they did have a lot of Wool Market in Tennessee.
No, they didn't have any sheep where I was from. Georgia. But they used to raise sheep there. I know a man named Liz. He's a Methodist. And he's from Wool Market. Yeah, nice man.
I knew some.
Did you ever go anywhere when you were coming up, or I guess it was pretty rare when you got to leave?
Didn't get to go much. After I got up big enough to make my own living, I knew how to work, and I thought my family should have what I was not privileged to have when I was coming up. So I just worked myself to death trying to give my kids what little they could have. But I think the Lord blessed me a lot. I've done pretty fair. A man can't make a living at public work. He can make a living, but he can't get ahead by himself at public work without a good education and make a good salary. Now, I went in the business, tried the business world. I didn't get rich over it, but I wouldn't turn my job loose because I knew it was security, you see. I was more or less afraid to take a chance. Probably if I had have done it, my wife, she was afraid for me to turn it loose too. She wanted to be sure that we had a living. But I did. I'd take a lot of chances. Lord bless me. I've been in electrical contracting 18 years. I worked at Peyton Mill 35 years. And in all that period of time, I've been in the hardware business. I got out of that. I went into buying real estate. More or less free enterprise. If I'd have done things from the logical standpoint, got into real estate business through a license, and I could have been well worth more than what I am now. But I'd buy a little property. I'd hold it 6 months, thinking, well, you're doing all right. You sell it, what profit you made on it, you only had to pay tax on half the profit. That's where I did. And get started, and I bought 15 or 20 houses around in my lifetime. I made a little profit on all of it, and that was what I'd lay back or reinvested. If I hadn't had that, when I got sick, I'd been in bad shape. So I just sold it all off, but this I have now. And of course, if I ever sell this, imagine the government will get most of the tax out of it, you know, so ain't no use to sell it. I do have a sign up to sell it, speculating. But I believe in not just letting it accumulate. A lot of people, I had an old uncle, he'd buy and sell subdivision and contract, and he just kept reinvest. What's going to happen at the end of that thing? He didn't have to pay much tax on it because he reinvested. What's going to happen at the end if something happened to him? The government will get all of it. Them kids won't have nothing. They think, well, they're millionaires now, but they're not. I've been a sure shooter when I done business. I believe in trying to do the things in the right way and pay it as I go. And I can live. Not worried. But we do have a lot of people that's hard up in this town, in this world. We feed these nations all everywhere else, and you'd be surprised at the hungry people in the world, in this town, or in all towns come through here. By being in this little business, man, we find that people come through here and don't have a dime in their pocket, nothing to eat, no clothes, some of them barefooted, and no shoes on their feet, socks. We give them clothes. We'll give a man one night's lodging. If you don't have nothing, we'll give it to it. But we can't just continue to do it because we're not able ourselves.